Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston officials are considering whether to appeal a judge's decision upholding an arbitrator's ruling that a Boston police officer must get his job back. Officer David Williams was fired in 2012 amid allegations of lying and using excessive force in the arrest of former Middlesex County Correction Officer Michael O'Brien. Howard Friedman is O'Brien's lawyer.
Well, the arbitrator decided simply to disbelieve Michael O'Brien and kind of left it at that. Which was really shocking. Particularly shocking was that he didn't consider evidence that David Williams has been untruthful in the past.
This is the second time that Williams was removed from the Boston Police Department. He was also among officers fired for the 1995 beating of a plainclothes police officer who was mistaken for a suspect. Although the judge ruled that the Boston Police Commissioner does have the right to fire an officer, he also says the commissioner is legally bound to accept the arbitration ruling. Joining us to talk further about the process for removing police officers from their jobs is Craig Futterman. He's professor at the University of Chicago Law School and founder of the Civil Rights and Police Accountability Project. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So what do you make of this case where a judge says he's constrained by an arbiter's ruling regardless of the charges here against the officer? Is this common?
It's not uncommon in this sense, in that it's not just in Massachusetts, but throughout the United States, that these contracts between police and the city govern disciplinary procedures, and police officers tend to have some of the greatest due process and some of the greatest Bill of Rights of any employees in the nation.
So there are significant barriers to removing problematic police officers from their jobs. How much of a problem would you say is this, and is it a huge contributing factor to all of the criticism that we've been hearing in the past year since Ferguson, Missouri, when things erupted about law enforcement around the country?
Without a doubt, lack of accountability is one of the greatest problems, and that combined with a police code of silence has been one of the greatest contributing factors to lack of community trust and something that's really impaired police effectiveness in policing some of the most vulnerable communities as well.
Now, when you talked about the protections for officers, are there other protections as well that maybe aren't in this particular case but are also an issue?
First off, and there are national studies that it's only 1 in 10 people who believe that they've been abused actually report it, because many folks fear retaliation, don't believe anything will happen, going to the police, like who's going to police the police, who can I go to? And the truth is that nationally, we don't do a very good job of policing the police. We did a study in Chicago, and this involved actually one of the units that had been found, and then officers who were later indicted went to prison, that the odds, and they were robbing, breaking into people's homes, stealing from folks, that the odds were less than 1 in 1,000 that a complaint of breaking into someone's home, stealing from them, falsely arresting them would be sustained. 1 in 1,000.
How difficult might it be if a city were to appeal? Boston is now considering appealing that ruling to try to go forward and remove this officer. Is it unlikely, you think, that, you know, after all of this precedent, that a city would be able to then, appeal successfully?
Generally, an arbitrator's decision, and again, I don't know the particulars in Massachusetts, are reviewed deferentially, meaning only if the arbitrator's decision is clearly erroneous. In this particular case, and this is what particularly insulates the arbitrator's decision from any real meaningful review, my understanding is the arbitrator ruled based on credibility, found the victim or the complaining witness not to be credible. That almost wholly insulates any appellate or court review of that decision, because courts defer to the, in this case, arbitrator's decision about credibility. That's basically unreviewable.
Craig Futterman, professor at the University of Chicago Law School and founder of the Civil Rights and Police Accountability Project. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.